The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then they said to him, he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Gospel reading this Sunday has a sobering message about the future. As our Lord speaks to the people of Jerusalem, he talks about the future of what will happen to the temple, that it will be thrown down, it will be destroyed, it will collapse, it will be torn down. And historically, this did happen around the year 70 AD. The Roman army came in and destroyed the temple, leaving only a small portion of it still there today. He also speaks of persecutions for his followers, that before all these things happen, they themselves will suffer. And as we hear these predictions, we may be filled with anxiety, which is natural, because we don't know the future. We can't see what will come tomorrow. We don't know what God has planned for the future. And we are asked as disciples to trust that God will provide. Jesus says, when you're brought before kings and governors, it will lead to your giving testimony, and I will give you the words at that moment that you need to speak. You'll be given a wisdom that you didn't realize you had. I will help you at that time. And so for disciples of Jesus throughout history, we've had to trust that God will provide for us in the moment of trial, in the moment of difficulty, in moments that we're afraid about the future. God will provide. He will help us. Our Lord will not leave us alone, abandoned. He is the Good Shepherd, guiding us to eternal life. We live in a world then where we live in this tension, living in the present, knowing that we need to be responsible and practical. We need to be people of joy and faith, not to worry about the future. And the tension is that we don't know what that future will bring, but we know that God holds the future for us, and that future will be a beautiful kingdom. As we live day by day then, as disciples, we're called to be responsible stewards of what we've been given. This Sunday, I've wanted to discuss with you a bit about the stewardship of our parish, to give you an update on how we're doing, and to let you know that each of you as registered members of the parish were sent out a stewardship report. You'll receive it in the mail if you haven't already. Sent went out by bulk mail this past week. In it, you'll see an 8-page report about how we're doing as a parish with our time, our talent, and our treasure. Some highlights from the report for you to note is that financially, I think we're in a very good spot. We were very responsible and generous with the money and the funds you gave us last fiscal year. And you'll see in the report that our budget last year was $1.5 million of expense, and we were very, very close to bringing in that amount for income. We were only short $19,675 out of a $1.5 million budget, which I think is really, really good. We were able to cover that deficit with reserve money, and so we are definitely dependent week by week, month by month, upon the generosity of our members and our givers, and I thank you for the ways that you support our parish financially. It helps us to pay the daily bills of our lights and heat, pay the mortgage on our facility, pay our employees, and to be good stewards of all that you've given. So I thank you for sharing what you have with us. And in fact, all stewards, all disciples have been blessed financially. Each of us has been given gifts by God to take good care of, to make good choices. And a lot of times that's what we have to do, is choose between good things, things that we're responsible for our family, as well as finding ways to share that and to be generous, not only at St. Paschal, but upon other places that you give your financial support. Everything we have is a gift from God, and we are meant to be generous sharers of what we have. In our time and stewards of time, I find that here at the parish, you are very generous with the time you give, especially time for prayer. And I thank you for coming to Mass on the weekends. This is a wonderful use of our time as disciples. We're called to give some of our time each week to God in prayer. We can do that individually in our personal prayer life, but the Church says that the source and summit of our spiritual life is the Eucharist, gathering especially on the weekend where we come together as the body of Christ. We're called to be with each other, to worship together, to receive the sacraments, and then to build up the fellowship, the community here. And so your presence, our presence at the weekend masses, is so essential to our spiritual life. In the area of talent, I thank you for the ways that you have shared your talents this year. There's many opportunities here at the parish to give of your talents, areas of service to each other. Something, for example, here at the liturgy, every Mass we have people giving of their talent and time as lectors, as singers and musicians, as greeters and as ushers. After Mass, we have people that help with hospitality, serving coffee and donuts. During the week, we have people giving of their time to teach religious education, to serve on various committees, to be part of the men's club and women's club. There's definitely something for every one of us here to do, a way to be part of the community, to give of our creativity and energy, and we depend upon that as a parish to have people involved. And so our stewardship report will give an update on some areas where you can still be involved and continue to grow in your involvement in the parish. Every steward, every disciple is given talents, not only for themselves, and certainly God wants us to be joyful in using those in our personal life, our talent and time, but also to find ways to share it. And sometimes when we share it, we find that it really builds up our joy even more than we thought. We thought we didn't have time to do something, but when we give it in love to another of our time and talent, it really helps build up our life as well. So when you receive the stewardship report this week, I ask you to look it over. There will be a pledge card in there, and we invite you to consider making a yearly commitment to how you'd like to support the parish. There'll be a return envelope, and so if you would like, you don't have to do this, but we would encourage you to make a commitment on that card, keep track of it yourself, and then send it back to us so we can plan our budget. All stewards, all disciples, we're all given the invitation to trust the Lord. We have received, we're asked to give generously, and we're also asked to trust that whatever the future brings, God will provide for us.